And now some thoughts about distance and the hearts of separated lovers.
Hi, my name is Mark from Orlando, Florida. My wife and I have been together for 10 years. And we had a long-distance relationship for 5 of those before we ended up getting married because I was in the military and she was in college in a different state at the time. We found that to make it work, we just had to be open and honest. And so far, our relationship has been great. It doesn't show any signs of stopping.
This is Rebecca in Brooklyn, and for the past 5.5 years, I have commuted to Chicago from my home in Park Slope. I leave every Monday morning on the 6 a.m. flight out of LaGuardia and come back anywhere between Tuesday night and Thursday night. It is not easy, but my husband and my children have accommodated, and it's gotten us through a very difficult recessionary time.
You know, you guys are doing great out there. Tough circumstances challenge marriages and relationships, but when the challenge puts you out on the road, it's a different kind of challenge. 3.5 million American couples live in this commuter marriage netherworld, and some of you got in touch with us to tell us how you're hanging in there. Country musicians Jason Isbell and Amanda Shires know the musical life is a life of the road, and for Amanda, there are always questions.
I think in my mind, you know, I sometimes just ask them or say, you know, I've been talking to any women. Then some days I'm like, whatever he does, I have no control over his actions. And whatever he does or does not do, it's not a reflection on me, you know. It's the choices he makes.
That's Amanda Shires opening up about her relationship to Anna Sale in the podcast Death, Sex, and Money. We got some practical stories from you out there that suggest it doesn't always have to end badly or even end.
My name is Juhaira, and I'm calling from Miami. I had a 1-year long-distance relationship with my current boyfriend, who we've been together for 3.5 years. I was away doing my master's degree in the United Kingdom, and the way that we made it was just we acted as if I was really busy studying all the time, and then he would Skype in or be on the phone with me and help me study. I'd email him my material. He would quiz me over Skype, and then after I finished finals, he came to see me. We went on a little European tour, and then we went home together. It was nice, and we're still together.
We never let more than 8 to 10 weeks go by without one of us flying to see the other or meeting somewhere in the middle. And we also made a point to speak every evening by phone.
Great advice there from Richard in Brookline, Massachusetts. Still going strong. Here's some more advice.
Hi, my name is Wendy, calling from Portland, Oregon. My husband and I have been together for 15 years. We had a long-distance relationship for the first 4 years of our marriage while I was in vet med school. I was in Ohio. He was in California. It was probably the thing that saved our marriage through med school. And right now we have 2 children, and he is commuting during the week up to Seattle. And we're still together. We're looking forward to being all together as a family in Seattle very soon.
Well, maybe that means all together in Seattle for Dr. Wendy in Thanksgiving with the kids and I presume some very healthy animals. It's all about old-fashioned communication, you say. Dial phones and pay phones and making every minute of contact count.
Hi, my name is Kimberly. I'm from Portland, Oregon. My husband and I met in college. We did a long-distance relationship for 1.5 years before email, before cell phones. It was phone bills at 23 cents a minute and letters and occasional visits. We did that for almost 1.5 years. We finally got together and we just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. What we've always said is it forced us to get to know each other. It forced us to become friends and it's been wonderful for us.
Stories from 2 Oregonians there. Keep this conversation going by posting a comment at thetakeaway.org or you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Every day.